This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
46 years, it took 46 years to get gold. And I think about the golden goal by Sidney Crosby in Vancouver. You think about the Four Nations, Connor McDavid, the goal to win the Four Nations tournament against Connor Hellebuck in overtime. And then you think about all these different things that happened in this game in which Connor Hellebuck came up huge. You know, it's interesting. I'm not here to chirp Canadians. I actually admire Canadians. I love Canadians. I love the hockey. We have two Canadian jerseys in here.
Sure.
My favorite hockey player of all time is Roger Bear. He's Canadian. We got Clark Gillies in here. He's Canadian.
Yeah.
You know, it's their home sport. It's their sport.
Of course.
It's one of the reasons why climbing that mountain or climbing a ladder to get there and to do it in the fashion that they did it makes it all that much more satisfying. And, you know, the amazing thing about all these players, you know, whether it be the Johnny Gaudreau Memorial where they took the pictures with his kids, and we're all crying for that. Whether it was, the Matt Boldy, the first goal, where he splits two great defenders in Cal Makar and Devin Taves, and he somehow backhands the puck past Jordan Binnington. What a goal that was. And what an unexpected goal that was. And then you think about Charlie McAvoy, who is a defenseman. He finds himself behind the goaltender in the goal mouth. And the puck goes over the goaltender and hits him in the stomach, and he keeps it out of the net. Like, people didn't see that or even think about that as a big play. And then it's a scrum. You got guys all over the place, pucks flying every which way. You know, Nathan MacKinnon missing open nets. Macklin Celebrini is supposed to be like one of the best, one-on-one guys when it comes to breakaways. And he's always the shootout guy. And Canada made a big deal about him being a shootout guy in earlier games. Everybody looked at him to be the guy because he's a 19-year-old super stud who plays for San Jose. And Connor Hellebuck stops him. He stops Connor McDavid one-on-one. I mean, this is just a crazy sequence of events. And then if you told me that I could have McDavid, MacKinnon, and Makar on the ice in a 3-on-3 situation, how do I lose that?
Yeah.
You know why I lose that? I lose that because those guys are all offensive-minded, and they all want to win with the game-winning goal. And 3-on-3 hockey, for those who don't know about it or don't watch the game, it's a completely different strategy than 5-on-5. Now, I know hockey purists will tell you, the game should have ended 5-on-5, not 3-on-3, but that's not the rules. The rules are the rules, and you play by the rules. The women, the same thing happened.
Sure.
And, the women, to their credit, I think are ahead of the men's hockey program just simply because they've gotten a few more gold medals in these situations. But, every player on both the men's and women's team give you hope for the future. I mean, not just the future of hockey, just the future of, I think, our country because of the way that they responded about USA on the front of the jersey, fighting for their team, pulling for their teammates, loving our country, knowing what it means. Could you imagine what those players, when they pick up their phone after the games, maybe when they're flying home last night, and they're looking at all the watch parties, like just talking about.
Yeah.
And there were a ton of them around here, of course, because this is hockey heaven around here. Everybody loves it. But there were tons of hockey parties all across North America, up in Canada as well. And maybe, you know, maybe the Americans got a break that Sidney Crosby didn't play. Maybe the Americans got a break because Cale Makar didn't want to back check on that final goal on Jack Hughes. I mean, that wasn't a great pass by Rawenski to Jack Hughes in the defensive zone, but he chips it past Cale Makar. If Cale Makar gets that puck, it's Cale Makar and Connor McDavid against Connor Hellebuck, and that's it. But somehow Jack Hughes gets that chip. Rawenski sees the puck, goes and gets it, knocks Nathan MacKinnon off the puck. Think about this. You're talking about the three best players in the NHL. And you have Rawenski, who's one of the better defensemen in the NHL as well. Jack Hughes, who really has had a tough go this season because he's been hurt. He got hurt at that dinner. Yes. Where he cut his hand and
with
everything.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah, with Frank the Tank and everything. And then all of a sudden, you know, it comes out of nowhere. And just watching it, feeling it, the patriotism, the pride, the satisfaction, the respect, the dignity, everything that comes along with, you know, an Olympic victory like this, like the women had on Friday, is just nothing short of just total satisfaction.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of those moments there when you talk about these young men and what they represent. And we've talked so many times about how annoying it can be watching some of these guys that are in pro sports these days that don't seem to want to be there, you know, or people who are taking for granted these unbelievable opportunities that they have. And now you've got these guys who are, they're getting paid by the NHL, but they're out there and they're playing for their country and they're playing for their teammates. And for us to see this as fans and to be like, all right, you know, we won a gold medal in hockey for the first time in 46 years. Like, that's a huge deal. But think about what these guys, you know, from the moment that they're born, start playing hockey, and then they're all together and they're doing all these things on this national level, all to build up to this moment. And there were so many groups that had dreamed of doing it, but couldn't get it done. And these guys did it for all of those guys. And also they did it for Johnny Gaudreau. And that is the moment of all moments. I'm still now getting chills watching this and obviously having the kids out there and taking the picture with his children and showing the wife. I mean, this was like this was better than any movie you could ever write. This was better than any script you could ever write.
It was 1980 all over again, just a little bit different because the 1980 guys were amateurs. You know, they were college kids that were brought together by the great Herb Brooks.
You can't compare the two.
But what I'm saying is that not only did those Americans beat maybe the greatest hockey team at that time, I could also say this American team just beat the greatest hockey team of this time.
Yeah.
I told you, I mean, like, when you think about the players on that Canadian hockey team, and maybe we caught a break that Sidney Crosby, like I said, didn't play in this game because he's always the guy that's omnipresent in the biggest moments. And he's the unquestioned leader of Canada hockey. And he's somebody that you totally respect and get. And as much as I hate playing against him as a Ranger fan, I can only respect the way he plays and wish everybody would play the way that he would play and take the game as seriously.
Listen, he had his moments in his career.
I know, against us too.
Yeah,
I
mean, of course.
Both against the Rangers and in the Stanley Cup Finals.
He can get a silver every now and again.
Yeah, it's all right. But, you know, the thing about it is also is that, you know, we often talk about culture in sports. And we always talk about, you know, how, you know, Aaron Glenn's trying to change the culture. John Harbaugh's got to change the culture. You know, David Stearns, he's required to change the culture of the Mets. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Somewhere along the line over the last 20 years, USA Hockey has figured it out. You know, the people who run USA Hockey, if you are invited to be a part of the USA Hockey program, they are expecting you to be a certain type of person. A person who is not going to be a victim, a person who is going to rise to the occasion, a person who's going to sacrifice for their teammates, both men and women's. You know, it's interesting because, you know, we talked about the women a lot on Friday because of the way that whole thing played out and everything else. You know, what was amazing to me is that, so Hillary Knight, we've had her in here. She's the captain of the women's team. She comes down and she scores a goal when it's 6-on-5. The Americans got the goalie pulled. They're desperate. They have to tie the game. They got to get it into overtime. And she comes up big. The night before, she gets engaged to her girlfriend. And they're going to get married. Did you hear anybody say anything other than how happy they were for the both of them?
Well, no, of course not.
Right. Yeah. You know why? Because what they want people to live their best life, to be the happiest they can be. And Hillary Knight not only topped off that, but topped it off with a gold medal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think that the hockey culture has always been great, because it's one of the reasons I love the sport. But I love it even more when I see kids buying into what USA Hockey is demanding. And what they're demanding is excellence. And they're also demanding sacrifice. A lot of these guys play 20, 22 minutes for their regular teams. Some guys get buried on the bench. And how about Vincent Trocheck and Miller? When you think about what their roles were for USA Hockey, I mean, their roles were penalty kill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Guerin said, I got to build a team. I can't build a team of all-stars. I got to build a team. There's got to be role players that do certain things and do certain things well, like face-offs, penalty kills. Both the men and the women were 100% on their penalty kills throughout the Olympics. And by the way, this wasn't a seven-game series. This is what makes this thing so excited.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a one and done, and anything can happen in that scenario.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game seven? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.